Hey friend, welcome to a new season and episode of Bold in Business. Oh my God, have I missed saying that to you? If you are brand new here, welcome, this is your first time. But if you've been here for a hot minute, you will know that I've taken an 18 months break from the podcast, which is insane. It was not planned, but let me tell you, a lot of what has happened over the last 18 months was not planned. But before we get straight into the meat, because I'm actually coming back to you with three different episodes, I want to do like a proper comeback series. I want to do this episode that is more chilled. I mean, let's be honest, all of my episodes are chilled. How I want you to think about this podcast is as if I'm voice noting you. I don't edit my podcast. Right now, I actually don't have a proper intro and outro. I genuinely just wanted you to be, you know, heart to heart, ear to ear, mouth to ear, I really want to call it, with me. So where the hell have I been? In case you're not following me on Instagram or Threads, you're not on my email list, you're only listening to this. Well, last time I left you, where were we? I was still in London and we were on our way to Italy. We're moving as a family to Italy, as a family of three. Lo and behold, what I didn't know is that obviously we moved our entire life to Italy as we were in the process of buying a house here by the seaside. Little did we know that 5 days after our move, I was going to find out that I'm pregnant. Planned, but also we didn't know it was going to happen so fast. And then about 3 weeks later, our house purchase fell through. And I'll tell you right now, spoiler alert, we still have not moved. We still don't have our home. This is why I have not come back sooner. It's been, let's put it this way, life has been lifing. I had a really difficult pregnancy, which was such a different pregnancy compared to my first one. My pregnancy with Evelyn was actually very easy. We did have towards the end some potential complications with her, not me. I was good. Luckily, she was good. But with my second pregnancy, OMG. About, I would say 3 months in, they discovered something that made them very cautious, and they said that I have to go on bed rest. So basically, without joking, I spent about 4 or 5 months without moving, which if you know me at all, I am such an active person. I love to move. I am just generally a very active person, mentally, physically, all of that stuff. So it was really hard for me. And now looking back, I'm almost wondering if I had, what's it called? Antenatal depression? Potentially? I don't know. But it just felt like a really dark time because I was taken out of my comfort zone. I, you know, didn't have any support system apart from my partner. It was just a really, really hard time. And then I gave birth last summer. And I had to adjust the whole thing of, again, having two kids, not being in our home. We're currently living in one of Alex's family homes. It's just not our space. Basically, we are still living half out of boxes. Our stuff is in the basement. It's a whole thing. Life has been lifing. Let's just put it this way. This episode is not going to be about just like me telling you like how tough life has been. But I do want to let you in on that because ultimately I talk about a life first business. And let me tell you, over the last 18 months, I have walked my freaking talk. It doesn't get more life first than this. Finding myself in a foreign country with two kids without any way of getting around because we are in a beautiful suburb. I have the mountains behind me. It's gorgeous and green, but there's not anything here and I don't drive. Because I've lived in London for majority of my life, so I've never needed to drive. So it's been like a whole thing. And the podcast just has not been a priority. And in general, I took quite a break, obviously maternity leave. But even before then, as I was going through all this pregnancy stuff, I took a break from marketing in general. And let me tell you, it was a blessing in disguise because it's given me what I needed probably more than ever, which was the white space. And when I came back, and this is what this episode is really about. Now we're already like 4 minutes in, but what I want to share with you is what's going to happen from here for this podcast, yes, but also in general for my business, because I've been holding back a lot more than the usual. If you've known me for a few years, you'll know that I'm very much an open book. I love to share. I love to take you on the journey. But for the last 2 to 3 years, especially since I became a mom, I feel like I've closed myself off a little bit, and I want to start using this podcast and social media in general to just document my journey a little bit more, because I know that you're like me and you're nosy and you like to know what's happening. I find that I'm less and less attracted to seeing the end result of a thing. I want to see the journey of getting there, because yeah, okay, fine, you have like the shiny cool result, I don't care, tell me how you got there, tell me how it was, and that's what I want to show you. So anyway, going back to the fact that I took this break from marketing and from consuming marketing stuff, I took a break from being coached, and just like I really lived my life, genuinely being very present, because I'm a mother first. I want to spend time with my children above everything else. I'm a huge believer in the fact that the first 3 years of life are the most important ones when it comes to, you know, their nervous system regulation, their emotional well-being, and how they're just set up for the rest of their lives when it comes to everything, the kids. But apart from that, I then obviously had this white space for marketing, and then I came back and I started looking at Instagram again, podcast episodes, YouTube videos, threads. And I was like, oh my God, there's so much that I just don't love about the industry. And it made me, I feel like I put just like, I don't know, I feel like I went and I got an eye test and then I started seeing clearer once I put those glasses on. And I just realized, like, so much is wrong with how marketing and business is taught in particular. And the biggest thing that I came across is that there were two ways. I saw business operating in two ways. You either burn yourself out for the sake of success. You show up every single day. You have to be on stories. You have to send emails. You have to constantly be launching. You know, there's this like constant on mode. Or you're one of these like manifestation, soft life girls, you know, whatever, like the universe is serving me. I'm just sitting over here, you know, taking baths and, you know, basically you look at yourself as a goddess and whatever. But you're kind of like scaling down your dreams. So it was either like you burn yourself out and go hard into hustle mode, or you scale down your dreams. You're a soft girl now and you don't even want to hear about work or hard work. Like you're not, you're better than that. And I was like, nah, like I'm not available for any of these. So I was like, there has to be a third way. So that's what I've been doing really for the past year and a half behind the scenes for myself and with my clients, because I have continued to work with clients behind the scenes. I have been looking at what is the third way. And the third way is a life-first business and leadership, okay? A business that holds the whole person, okay? Because again, from actually doing some, I looked at some market research that I've done last year, 2024, and some that I've done in 2023. By the way, if you haven't looked at your market research in a while, go look at it again, because it's going to be very interesting to look at it with fresh eyes. And I just realized that there is an overall sense of silent burnout. And I say silent burnout because it's not about overworking. It's not about the hours that you put in, because, you know, these women, entrepreneurs, they're ambitious, they're smart. If it was about just working long hours, they would know how to fix that. No. It's about identity loss. Because here's what I've noticed. When you're an entrepreneur and you start your business, you are very excited. Everything is new. You're excited to show up. You create content without the pressure. You start putting yourself out there. You experiment. You have fun with it. You invest in yourself. You learn new things. You're open. But then when the business starts to grow, that's when the pressure starts to mount. That's when you start to lose some of this creativity. That's when you start to just... something shifts, you know, that boldness, that creativity, you know, that sharp point of view that got you there, it starts to feel really risky because right now you have something to lose. So I've noticed that a lot, that, you know, we then start to abide, you know, to these rules, these standards, these expectations, whether it's, you know, it's for your industry or whatever coaches you're following or whatever, you basically start to outsource your power. And that's where this burnout starts from, okay? You start to succumb yourself to the pressure and to the comparison. And by the way, I'm not saying this to you as someone who has not been there. I have absolutely been there. I remember vividly, there's a moment in my brain, and I don't know why it stuck with me so much. It must have been 3 years ago, probably at this point. And I was in a team meeting, because at that point I still had three people working for my team, for my business. At the moment, I actually don't have anyone. I'm completely solo. And it was, I think we were looking at our numbers for the quarter, like financial numbers. And I think I had hit, I think 17, 20K and 26K or something like that. And I remember genuinely walking away from that meeting, feeling so miserable when I was making 17,000 pounds, 20 and 25 or 26 or whatever. And it's all because in my head, somehow, I should have already been hitting 30 to 50K a month every single month. And anything below that just was not good enough. And why wasn't it good enough? Because I was going online and I was watching these women that were making 30K days. And they were talking about, you know, 100K launches. And, you know, why had my launch only been like 60 or 70K when they had made 100K and so on. So I noticed that, obviously, that pattern within myself, but also in a lot of my clients who come to me and they feel like they're doing so much, but still it's never enough. It's never enough for their own standards, and it's never enough because the results are not there. They're just not getting the results they want. And that's because they're doing a lot, but not necessarily a lot of the right things. That's a whole other episode that we're going to get into. Anyway, during this time, that's why I really double down on a life first business and leadership model. It's basically not just like a new way to market, because this is the thing. I'm coming back and I'm still, you know, calling myself a life first business strategist. I'm calling myself a success coach. I'm calling myself, you know, a podcaster, a writer. But I'm not just here to talk about business. I'm here to talk about a new model of success. And this model of success is one where ambition and peace and sustainability can coexist and work together. This is what I'm calling my soft ambition movement. Remember this, because you're going to be hearing soft ambition a lot from me. Because ultimately, this is what I believe in. I don't believe that women are meant to go out there and burn themselves out and work, you know, 10 hours plus a day and call that a life. I really don't believe that. So I strongly believe that you can go after big, audacious goals. I'm all about that, without letting it become your entire identity and personality. Okay? And one more thing that I want to add here is that this is not about work-life balance, because that conversation to me, it just doesn't sit right with me. I don't really believe that there can be a balance. There can be harmony. But most importantly, I think that life and business works in seasons. So this is not what it's about. I'm not here to talk about work-life balance. Some other people, other incredible women are leading that conversation. That is not my cross to carry. What I'm here to talk about is about teaching you and showing you, by again, documenting, by showing you how I'm doing it. It's about scaling calmer. It's about building a business with a strategy that is rooted in self-trust. Because that's the piece that is missing for a lot of women. A lot of women think that they just need more strategy. But really what they need is a permission slip to just stop overcomplicating things. Stop overthinking. Make some decisions. Stick to them. Be smart about it. Because a life-first business doesn't mean they're not strategic. Actually, I would dare to say the women that have a life-first business, they are more strategic than most. And this is not necessarily in the system sense that they are, you know, they're this like super efficient people. But they only do the things that matter. Because they are here for one purpose only, which is to do the business, to lead their movement, to be leaders in their industry. And then they want to just focus on what matters, which is their actual freaking life, okay? So I want to show you what it's like to embrace your ambition without sacrificing peace. Because on a personal level for me, this is all about me being the most present mother that I know. I'm literally holding my hand on my heart as I'm saying this. There has been such a fire lit in me when I became a mom almost 3 years ago. I actually have a whole episode coming about this where I want to share with you all the stuff that no one talks about when it comes to motherhood and business. There are a lot of conversations about motherhood in general, but when it comes specifically to motherhood and scaling your business, especially when you don't want to be the kind of mother that just gets childcare for like 5 days a week, you know, nursery, send the kids to nursery for like 8 hours a day, or have a nanny for 8 hours a day. That conversation has been done already. But I want to talk about what it's like to be a mom with a lot of ambition, who wants to be present, who is unwilling to sacrifice that time with their kids. I am a mom who does not use screen time. I'm a mom without childcare. I do have a supportive partner, but he's incredibly busy. So I am a primary caregiver. I am breastfeeding around the clock. I'm exclusively breastfeeding. I have been breastfeeding or been pregnant for almost 4 years now. And I want to talk about that, not because I think I have everything figured out, but because I know that more women need to hear the realities of this. Because I myself am having conversations with a lot of women about this, and I feel these conversations often happen behind closed doors. So I want to bring them, you know, at the front for you, so you can actually understand what that looks like. But anyway, my point is, I want you to embrace your ambition without sacrificing peace for it, okay? And this new model, this new life first business and leadership model, is very much based on what I like to call choosing depth over dopamine. Because, I mean, if you spend 10 minutes on social media, it doesn't matter which one, you understand what I mean. The way social media has been designed, and, you know, naturally, the way in which you market yourself has been very much to encourage dopamine to do things faster, more, and it's never ending. And I'm not about that. That has been one of the hardest cycles to break in my business. And I'm so happy that I can now share with you that I have done that, and I'm doing that more and more and more, because I am growing a social media optional business. So I'll get into that into the coming episodes. But I just want to leave you with this to finish this, because you might have listened and thought, oh yeah, like cute, you know, like that sounds interesting, but it's not really me, because like, you know, I'm not a leader, I'm not leading a movement, like, you know, it's a thing of like, you know, who do you think you are type thing. Like, you might be thinking that you are not good enough for whatever reason, but here's how I see it. Every entrepreneur is building their own movement, whether they realize it or not. Every entrepreneur, including you, is a leader, whether you realize it or whether you feel like it. And not just one type of leader, but actually you are a leader in five different ways. And I literally wrote these things down because I want to make sure that I'm literally not forgetting any of them. I'm doing this, by the way, during nap time. So if at any point you hear anything, that's Benji waking up. Benji's my son, by the way. I don't even think I told you that. Obviously, we have Evelyn, our daughter, and now we have Benji, a little boy. He is now, 9.5 months old, which is insane. Anyway, leadership. You are a leader in five different ways. One, you are a business leader. You are a CEO. You are a CEO that's building a business model that's actually working for them. You're also a movement leader. Here is where you step into your challenger identity. You're someone who is redefining status quo, because this is the thing. I know you might not be seeing it yet, but the way in which you do things is different from how other people are doing it. And I want you to step into that movement leader identity. Then, number three, you are a brand leader. You are the creator. This is your creator identity, whose voice creates change. Because ultimately, I'll tell you right now, your voice is a strategy. This is the thing that no one can take away from you. This is the thing that's going to make you stand out. This is, honestly, this is your secret, your voice. And we need to reclaim that power, reclaim that voice. Number four, you're a community leader. You are a world builder who makes people feel like they belong in your world. You're someone who takes someone's hand and say, hey, you're welcome here. You know, come take a seat. And number five, you are a self leader. You're a human who trusts themselves more than the noise, okay? Remember, you do not need to be saved by some content strategy or whatever thing. What you need is to double down on your own leadership. And this is what I'm here to help you with, okay? I'm here to really help you scale calmer with life-first strategy, simple strategy, all rooted in self-trust forever and ever, because I don't want you to become a carbon copy of me or anyone else in your industry, all right? So when you do that, you know what happens? Your business growth stops feeling like this like trade-off between ambition and peace, because this is what we've seen time and time again, and it just starts becoming inevitable. And honestly, that's all I wanted to say today. I feel like I'm a little bit rusty on this one, but I just wanted to share what's on my heart. I want to say thank you for being here. Please share this. If you share it on social media, do tag me at Claudia Manjak. Send me a DM. Let me know what you think. There are, like I told you, two more episodes. I'm recording three episodes at once, so you can have something to binge for a little bit. And then we'll be back every Tuesday. Leave me a review if you haven't. Like I said, right now we don't have an intro and outro. We're keeping it super, super casual. But stuff is coming. That's all I'm going to say. I think I've already said it on social media at this point. But in the next couple of weeks, let's see. Now it's 9th of April as I'm recording this. Around mid to end April, I'm making the biggest announcement that I've ever made in my 5.5 years of business. So you might want to watch your email for that. By the way, if you're not on my email list, off script, what are you doing? I was going to say link in bio, show notes. I told you I'm rusty. Get in the show notes, get on my email list. You'll get 1 to 2 emails per week. That's all about growing a life-first business and just really getting back in touch with your own leadership and learning how to go beyond the noise in this very noisy marketing world. Anywho, I'll leave you here. Thank you for being here, and I will see you in the next episode.